cannot be heard, you can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, everybody. This is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and bringing you a few reminders of some happy memories of song, poem, or a bit of philosophy. You know, I never realized how important such a thing as a searchlight could be in the lives of humanity until on a dark night of recent date, quite by accident, in starting up the long walk to my house. You see, we have no street lights up where I live. I dropped my keys. I lit matches and started to hunt, but the wind blew out my match, or before I could get it going good enough to give me the light I needed, it had burned my fingers. My, oh me, I just had a terrible time. Then I happened to think of an old, broken down, dented and worn searchlight that I had in the garage. Oh, if I could only fumble around in there until I could lay my hands on that, everything would be fine. Well, sir, as luck would have it, I found it, and I pushed the little button, but it remained as dark as night. The batteries were worn out. It was useless, and so I had to go back and find my keys as best I could with the matches that I had left. And after going over several yards of ground with my fingers, I succeeded in picking up my lost keys. But I got to thinking about that old searchlight, dented and worn though it might be. All it needed was a new battery to light my path to the lost keys. And then I remembered the many, many instances when in the past it had brought me light and comfort and understanding of what lay before me in my path and helped me to see through the dark places in life. In fact, I decided then and there that it was a mighty nice thing to have around.
Around you, it's like heaven to me, and I just want to be around you. Around you, every moment has charm. And I just want my arms around you. If I knew that you loved me the same, all my dreams would come true around you. Every shadow dissolves, for my whole world revolves around you.
Now,
we ever stop to think that if it were not for the light with the equipment that God gave you and me, we would be groping our way around like snails, continuously hurting ourselves by bumping into this or that which we didn't like, going in the wrong direction most of the time, hearing strange noises and not being able to see them, imagine all sorts of things, and becoming timid and fearful? But when we have light, we know what it's all about, especially if it's a light of understanding. Have you ever had the experience of walking down a dark country road when it was so dark that you couldn't see your hand before your face, and have some strange live thing rise up before you that you knew was there, and yet you could not see? I have. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I was frozen in my tracks. And I could feel my hat raise on my head as my hair stood up like the quills on a porcupine's back. I found out later that it was Grandma's old hog, Sally, who had gotten loose from her pen and was out for an evening stroll. Now, if I had a light, I could have seen what it was, and it would not have bothered me in the least. But then, there has been times, and I guess still are, when some folks like to have just a wee bit of light. Just turn soft and low, you know?
When the lights are soft and low, and the happy day is through, we will meet once more by the sycamore in our moonlit rendezvous. We will sing of love again till the stars above us go, and we'll seal all our bliss with a true lover's kiss when the lights are soft and low.
Oh, there are so many times in life when we wish we had light. Even the tiniest bit of light, even from an old broken-down searchlight. When the dark storm clouds of life are impending dangers confront us, a little light, be it ever so humble, would be most acceptable. Or when we sometimes reach the crossroads of life in doubt or fear that we might make the wrong turn. If we only had enough light to read the signpost and know which road to take. Yes, indeed, we should be grateful for light. Have you ever noticed how, after several dark, foggy, or rainy days, people's faces light up when the sun comes out? How buoyant and happy our hearts are. Light, friends, is indeed a wonderful thing, and especially when you need it most.
When the dawn flames in the sky, I love you. When the birdlings wake and cry, I love you. When the swaying blades of corn, thrilling theme. I love you. All the sounds of morning me break in yearning at my feet. Come and answer.
Dawn's new day. We wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the